Okay, so last time we began discussing Melechus Borer and the Sugya Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph and the five answers in Amoraim to explain what appears to be a complex and ambiguous Braisa. And the fact that Rov Rishonim understand that the final three answers of Amoraim are Lahalacha, which is how we, the Rambam passes, how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, as we see, that in order to create a Heter situation of Borer, you need both the Miyad, Bayad, or Miyad, otherwise known as the altar, and Ochel Mitoch Solas. And according to Rov Rishonim, every detail is subject to Machlokas, but according to Rov Rishonim, the way we paskin, all three of those are Likuva in order to create a Heter for Borer. We also noted last time and time before the comment of the Balamor on the Gemara and Daf Kufav Amin Aleph in the Dapi Rif, that the Balamor notes Borer and Zora are unique in that they are definitionally a Melacha She'enos Rikul Gufa, because when you're removing the Psoles, you have no interest in the Psoles. That's a classic case of Lasalka Mei Elav. And that's definitional, even though in general, Melacha She'enos Rikul Gufa is subject to a different definition, Machlokas Mehuda Reb Shimon, and Rambam notwithstanding, most of Rishonim and Paskin, that is not a Melacha Deraisa, it's a Melacha She'enos Rikul Gufa, but Borer and Zora are unique in that they are definitionally a Melacha She'enos Rikul Gufa. And the Ramban's not, there's no Melchamas there, but the Rabban Chidushin takes issue with the Balamor and assumes that in fact Borer and Zora are a Melacha HaSricha Lugufa, without really explaining why that is the case. The Be'er Halacha to Sif Gimel Dibra Maska Lechol Miyad. The Be'er Halacha quotes the Yeshuas Yaakov here in Sif Katan Aleph. The Yeshuas Yaakov writes that that always bothered him from his youth. The guf chiyuva b'melachas borer, the hainu b'borer psolis mitocha ochal, the rei melacha shenuzikha l'gufa. So it always bothered him from the time he was a little kid, why isn't borer a melacha she'ena sricha l'gufa? So it's interesting when you read the Mishnah Berurah citation of the Yeshuas Yaakov, or his summary of the Yeshuas Yaakov, he makes no reference to the Balamor. And the Yeshuas Yaakov didn't make this up. The Balamor talks about it. Well, Balamor says it's Taka Issa, Melacha Shein Tiflu Gufa. So when you read the Mishnah Berurah's summary of the Yeshuas Yaakov, you kind of get the impression that the Yeshuas Yaakov missed this Balamor. He didn't know about it. Can't be. But if you read the Yeshuas Yaakov inside, he actually quotes the Balamor. And it's a little curious why the Mishnah Berurah in his summary doesn't at least note that the Balamor addresses this directly. But be that as it may, the Yeshuas Yaakov writes, yeah, the Balamor Taka says that, but he finds the Balamor difficult to understand. Because if it was in fact the case that Borer and Zora, his focus is on Borer, is a Melacha She'enos Rikul Gufa, so why don't we learn out that other Melachos as well should be Chayiv? Why does Rabbi Huda and Lalacha Rabbi Shonim assume that a Melacha Shein Tzirkul Gufa is Pater? Typically, Minei, if in fact Borer is a Melacha Shein Tzirkul Gufa, that should be a Binyanah for all other Melachos that a Melacha Shein Tzirkul Gufa should in fact be Chayiv. So that's the question that the Yeshuas Yaakov poses, and he didn't find the Balamor satisfying in that regard. So suggests the Yeshuas Yaakov, al karchas nira, the inyan melechas borer psolas min ochel, haynu she psolas eino ra'oi l'achila, the gamma ochel eino ra'oi kol kach l'achila im psolas. That the nature of being borer psolas min ochel is that, yes, it's true, the psolas is psolas, that's why we call it psolas, and it's not edible in classic psolas sense. But the food is also not as ideal. It's not an ideal state where it's mixed together with the psolas. Glaukein, who mafred psolas mitocha ochel. That's why he's separating the psolas from the ochel. Bimkein, hamalacha eina nikreis al breiras psolas, rachta misak in a ochel, sheroi lachila. So the crux of the malacha borer is not that you're boer the psolus, it's not the melacha she'enos rikul gufa aspect, that you're removing the bad part, but that you're misakein the ochel, you're misakin the good part. V'zehu melacha hatzricha l'gufa ochel, d'mishave ochel gamur. And that, in fact, is the nature of the malacha, not the hasara sapsolas, but rather the tikkun ochel, and therefore it's considered to be a malacha hatzricha l'gufa. Kemosha mevur l'kaman barichos in yeshir grogros, the gabri breira, the hainu shebena kol yihyeh kigrogeres. The reference is that he thinks this is relevant to the shear grogeres. As we noted last time, that it doesn't say anywhere mefurash in the Bavli that the shear for bor is grogeres. Rashi does mention it, and the Rambam also. But it is mefurash in the Rishami in Paraklal Gadol. And the Minchas Chinuch raises a question. The Minchas Chinuch assumes that when we talk about a Shir Grogeres, a Shir Grogeres is of the Ocha. Because if you're Borip Solis Mitocha Ochel, and you have a total of a Grogeres between the Psolis and the Ochel, once you remove the Psolis, you don't have a Grogeres of the Ochel, then that wouldn't be a shear for Malachas Boer. Shuz Yaakov sounds like he's saying here, and in the fancy, not the fanciest Minchas Chinuch, but the sometime previous fancy, the three-volume fancy Minchas Chinuch, so in the footnote, they quote from the Klei Chemda in this Chemda Yisrael, who says otherwise, that the shear is Betsira of the Psolis and the Ochel. So that's what the Yeshua Yaakov is saying over here, that if the nature of the Malacha is Tikkun Ochel, so should that be relevant to the question of how do you calculate Gergeris? It sounds like he's saying you have to have a Gergeris but that could include the psalus. I'm not sure if that necessarily follows from the Tikkun Ochel perspective. You can take a look at the Minchas Chinuch there in the footnote that raises the question of how do you calculate. It's a little bit of a mashmos in the Yerushalmi that Gergeris is inclusive of the psalus. Rav Asher Weiss thought that that's impossible. It can't be whatever you hold about the nature of Borer, that the shear would be included in Psalus. But he raises this as a kind of parenthetical. But either way, the Yeshua Yaakov suggests that the thrust of the Malacha Borer is that you are being misaken the Ochel, and therefore it's not a Malacha Shem Zip Lugufa. In fact, it is Tzricha Lugufa. Then he says, that's the case. When they add to Asi Shapir, the Dafka Psoles mitoch ochel, the Eno Ra'i Lachila Klau, the Meshavli Ochel de Rezo. So then it makes sense, if the nature of Borer is Tikkun Ochel, then it makes sense that's only going to be relevant if you have Ochel that's inedible. And now by removing the Psoles, you've made it edible. Aval b'shnei minei ochlin kishe mafir ochel asheni machmas she'ena rotsa l'ochlo. But let's say you have two finely edible or fine edible pieces of food. You just happen to only be interested in eating one of them now and the other one later. But that's not called tikkun ochel. You have two perfectly edible minim that are mixed together, and you happen to want one now and not the other. So you can't call that tikkun ochel, that you're enhancing the quality of the one food that you're eating now. So that, he says, should be a malacha, she'ena tzricha l'gufa. came into ochel zeh sherotz lachol keis roi lachila afalo nifra to ochel sheni who prayed us to ochel sheni who rak machma sheke eis enafsho chashka bezeh havei melacha sheina sricha lagufa. So that's the machlokas we showed him. I assume you encountered that at least peripherally so far that Tosos here on Idal and Nalav has the Girsa Hayu Lafan of Shnei Mine Ochlin. And that's what he quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel. The Ba'ochel Mitoch Ochel Shai Chabrera. Shabar Oso She'eno Chavitz Lachol. Mitoch Oso Sherotze Lachol. The Oso She'eno Chavitz Barachashib Solas. Gabi Oso She'chavitz Lachol. They have two perfectly edible pieces of food. You just happen to want one and not the other. That's considered to be Ochel Solas halachically, as far as the definition of Borer. So the Yeshua Yaakov says he doesn't go into any detail here, but he says that according to his lamdas that Borer is essentially tikkun ochel, that makes much less sense if you have two minim of ochel. You talk about tikkun ochel if you're removing souls from the ochel, but if you have two minim of ochel, what tikkun ochel is there? So Tosus is mefurish that there is still Borer there. Rashi doesn't have that girsa that Tosus has. So Rashi will have to talk about maybe disagrees. But Tosus assumes that that's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch, at least to an extent, as we'll see, that Borer applies to Mine Ochlim as well. So the Mishnah Brura kind of picks up where the Yeshua Yaakov leaves off, because Yeshua Yaakov leaves you hanging with the question according to this analysis. So Lemaisa, we do assume that there's Boer Vishnei Mine Ochel. So this is the Be'er Halacha on Sif Gimel Dira Maskel Lechol Miyad. He says, Ishlama, if you seem like the Rambam, who holds a melacha shenisukal gufis chayiv, so in a Tanami, that even in a case of two mine ochlim, according to the analysis of the Yeshua Yaakov, so very good, it's a melacha shenisukal gufa, but a melacha shenisukal gufa is still chayiv. So in a Tanami, if you have an authentic psalos mitoch ochel, that's tikkun ochel, and that is melacha ha shenisukal gufa. If you have two mine ochel that are both fine and edible, and you remove one that you don't want now, that's not tikkun ochel. That's taka melacha ha'shein esvichel gufa. But according to Rambam, melacha shein esvichel gufa is chayiv. And in fact, the mechaber in Sif Aleph is no kei the Rambam's lashon in terms of the nature of the chiv of borer. So Shuz Yaakov will fit well into that. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if you assume, like Rav Bishonim, that a melacha shenisukal gufa is pater, then you have to say that even in a case where you have two mine ochlim, and one of the mine ochlim you're not interested in now, even if you'll be interested in it later or a different time, and you're removing the one that you don't want now to get it out of the way, on some level, that's still miyape, the food that you want. Because if I have a mixture of apples and oranges, let's just say, assuming that that's in Borer's situation, and I don't want the oranges now, and I remove them, so I've enhanced the apples, because now I don't have to worry about those pesky oranges that are getting in the way of the apples. So to a lesser degree, perhaps, but still on a significant enough level, you have to say that even if you have Shnei Mine Ochlin, and you're removing one of them, that's still Miyape, the Ochel, that you want. But the Mishnah Berurah says, and we'll have to talk about the details of this as we move on through the Siman, that there may be more grounds to be makel in that kind of a situation of Shnei Mine Ochlin, especially in a case where they're not the Tyrolis Mamish, you have one on top of another, so then it's arguable that removing one from the other, if they're not the Tyrolis Mamish, you just have one on top of the other, and you move the one on the top that you don't want, so maybe that's not miyapa the remaining one on any level. Maybe there is potentially more reason to be makel if you're just removing one to access the second that you're interested in now. Okay.
Question.
Yeah.
Why is it if you, if it's all but tikka and ha'oko, mm-hmm. so if you view them as like two separate foods, it's not a food at all. Why is it even about such a chance for gufa, which would make it us there, but it should just be butter if it's not tikka and ha'oko?
So it could be the act, which is an act that would affect tikkun ochel in certain situations, if it looks the same and you're removing something which you're not interested in right now, is still a malacha shein esvicha legufa application of that malacha.
Isn't it usually malacha shein esvicha legufa, like the dish, you don't want it, but like, it still happened. It's still, your dish was dug here, and there's no tikkun ochel going on. You want to tell me that's the rabban for that for another reason, but it doesn't
say right. Malacha
shein esvicha legufa.
Yeah, so maybe that pushes you towards what Rav Asher is mahalach in this sugya, that Rav Asher is fond of, in many contexts, saying that something is not tzvei dinim, but it's a fused din. So rather than saying there's a, either it's tikkun ochel or hasara sabtolas, it's tikkun ochel ayidei hasara sabtolas. So the thrust of it is tikkun ochel, but the way to do it is through asara sabtolas. And then there's a malacha component of asara sabtolas on some level, even where you may not be affecting tikkun ochel. Maybe you have to go in a direction like that. But the good are.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Shu's Yaakov doesn't say anything. Mishabura says within the Shu's Yaakov, the Shu's Yaakov just makes one point that if you're talking about two minim, so now that should be a malacha shein esvicha legufa. So the Mishabura just points out, but malacha shein esvicha legufa should be butter in Baruch Chayiv, even in that case. So the Mishabura says, it happens to be that the lush of the Mechaber in Sif Aleph is lush in a Rambam. And we know the Ram himself also malacha shein esvicha legufa is chayiv, but even though we don't assume that way lalacha, and then he says anyway. So even if we don't assume that way lalacha, they have to come onto this idea of the miyata of the remaining men. The Primosha in Siman Tazayin suggests that maybe this gufa is a machlokas the Balamar and the Ramban. That the Shu's Yaakov found the Baal more difficult to understand because if Bor is a malacha shein esvicha legufa by definition, so why do we learn out to call it Torah Kula that all malachas are chayiv, even malacha shein esvicha legufa? So Pimosha says, may the Baal more taka holds that the nature of Borer is that it's hafrada sabsolas, not tikkun ochel. And if it's hafrada sabsolas, so that definitionally is different than other malachas. I mean, it's kind of what you have to say for the Balmer anyway, something along these lines, that Bar Zorah, as the Balmer kind of says it, these are unique malachos. The uniqueness is that usually a malacha reflects an internal tikkun, and this malacha reflects Hasar Sapsala. So it's definition left in Tikkun Gufa, because that's the nature of the malacha. And the Ramban says, no, it's a malacha ha-tzvicha legufa assumes that it's tikkun moda, that no, it's not fundamentally different than any other malacha. And the thrust of bor is the effect on the ochal and not the asara sabsalas. Pimosha says there may be a mashmos that way, like this explanation in Tosfos in Yevamos and Daf Kuf Yudalid Amud Alf, that the way he explains in the Balamor that it's a function of Afradas Psalus and not Tikkun Ochel. So that Gemara in Yevamos is parallel to the Tosfos that we saw in Ayin the Tosfos we saw on Ayin Gimel on the Fari called it the Dash and the Sugi in Tzubas Daf Samech of Goneach Yonek. So Tosfos there, as the same machlokas of Ali Tosos, whether Bifarik is Mishim Dash or Mishim Machish Shita Sabenatam. So Tosos there asks the same kasha that our Tosos asked on Rabenatam, but elaborates a little bit more. The kasha Lari, Kofidal Rabbat Aluk, Dimir Maskel, the Kasavar. The kasha Lari, Dimida Amar, Biparik Chavis, Choli Vadim A, Zatoha Kidei Ravala, Zatoha Kara. Right? So how can you say Rabenatam that milking an animal is mishum a mimachek? It is mishum mimachek. Why is there a distinction between l'tol chakideira and l'tol chakara? L'peir shakuntris nicha, the time of mishum the kashacholim l'tol chakideira have a mashka bal ochel the ochel who the ein zavore. But if you assume that this is mefarek told the dash, then you understand the difference between the l'tol chakideira l'tol chakara. That if it's l'tol chakideira, that's considered to be mashka habala ochel, the ochel who, the ein zaborer, and that's not borer. Avalo l'tocha ka'ara, the borer mashka meyocha. But if you're squeezing l'tocha ka'ara, then you are borer mashka meyocha. The doma l'dash, shaborer ochel mitoch solas. And that's like dash, where you're borer ochel mitoch solas. So the Tosus here compares Borer to Dash, and that they're both considered to be Borer Ochel Mitoch Solas. So if Borer was Tikkun Ochel, that comparison to Dash is a little more difficult to understand. What's the, in the case of, you were saying that Cholif here is Mishum Dash, Mefarik told it to Dash. So what's the, what is the Tikkun Ochel in Cholif? You're milking out the milk, so there's no Tikkun of whatever is left in the animal.
Didn't we suggest by like the sweet component of it that it was the Tikkun of the Mashka? That just like really Dash is finishing the product of the food.
And right.
The sweet that is finishing the product of the drink.
Right. Okay. So maybe, maybe it's not such a threat. Yeah. Okay. I hear. Okay. Either way, that is the popular explanation in the later Svarim to whether to see Borer as a Tikkun Ochel as opposed to Hafradas Hapsoles. And suggested that maybe the Zenefuku of Almor Ramban. Okay, the details, how that's relevant, and the suggestion of Berlaka that things may be. This may be relevant to some applications of Trei Minei Ochel, we'll have to talk about it as a guy.
Yeah. We discussed this earlier that like a potential nafkamina of this, we're wondering whether it applied like Maisa Shabbos. Like they say there's no Maisa Shabbos on itself, that's not like a creative act.
Right.
So if you think that Borer is fundamentally and Malcha Shanshu for the Gufa, like Balamor, then potentially it would not have Maisa Shabbos.
Right, so that's right. So that, and Borer, the bare law, the first bare law on the Simon, goes in the Prima Gadin that there is Maisa Shabbos when it comes to Borer. So why do you think that should be totally on this?
It makes you no longer create. Like, if the reason my Shabbos is us or seen from the fact that it applied to Utsah is because Utsah like lacks creative, lacks a creative element.
Oh, but Utsah, you're still in and out, not doing anything.
Creating
something.
Yeah. So I mean, to apply it, no, exactly. So to apply the same, if you apply the same thing to, Soles, to the Hoover, or applying all the shape to the Hoover, and the idea that you're not doing anything to the Hoover.
So the way the Prima Gadim formulates the question is that he says, if it's a case of classic tzolos mitoch ochel, then there definitely should be Maisa Shabbos. But if they're beis minei ochlin, and you could eat the first min without the breira, so that at least is the tzarachian as to whether Maisa Shabbos is relevant. I guess kind of what you're saying. There hasn't been any change. If you have classic solos mitoch ochel, so you've affected the ochel. If you're removing one min from another min, and they're both edible, so you haven't done anything fundamentally to the min that remains. Again, even like as the Mishnah Berurah explained that Bar Halacha, even if you assume the anyway, you slice it to the extent that there is Boer B'Shnei Minim, so you have to give some explanation as to why that's the case. So even if you're going to go with the Tikkun Mana, as the Mishnah Berurah says, the Tikkun Ochel, but you still be Mi'afa the Ochel. So if there's such a chash, but you be Mi'afa the Ochel to explain why that's Boer, so by the same token, you could say that's Maisa Shabbos. I don't know if it necessarily fits neatly like that. Okay. So let's just go back now to the Gemara Daf Ayin Dalid and our discussion as to under what circumstances there are permissible applications of Boer. So we had, and for starters, if you assume like the Rambam and Rav Rishonim and the way we assume in Shulchan Aruch, that in order to create a heter, you need the presence of all three factors, why should that be the case? What is unique about, or what does Ochel Mitoch HaPsoles do? What does La'alter do? What does B'yad is supposed to B'kli do? And why is it that the combination of factors is enough to create a heter, but each one alone is insufficient? So if you look at the Rashis, Rashi says, Ayin Dalet and Aleph, a few lines before the end of the short lines, Ochel Mitoch HaPsoles, Lo derech brei rahi. If you remove ochel from solus, that's not derech brei. Go back to Rashi's. Padra vel aser. This is talking about if you use a kli that's not miyuchad lekach. Mudu lechachilu lo havei didami lebreira. If you use a kli, but a kli that's not miyuchad for breira, so it's not mutter because it's domo lebreira. The chayiv chanta slo havi to lakar chayadu, but it's also not a deraisa because it's kalach chayad. The erker breira benaf lebara. Aval biyad lo domi lebara kla. But if you use your hand, that's two steps removed from a kli hamiyuch lakach. That's not dome lebara kla. And then Rashi writes, as far as la'alter, barman, if alter, lacha la'alter, she'ein ze derech borer. That's not considered to be derech borer. The Shvisas HaShabbos in Sukkot and Beis presents or frames the question as to why we need all three factors as to whether the thrust of the Heterim are because of Shinoi or because it's considered derech achila. He thinks this may be machlokas rishonim. Says Shita Satosa says we'll see. That if you do something la'alter, then you could even be borer solas mitoch ochel if the ochel is meruba. If you're a maskal borer ba'ochel, he says, if it's the case that you could, under certain circumstances, be borer ochel mitoch psolos b'la'alter, so it doesn't sound like that's just a function of derech achila, of what the norm is when you're eating something. If the way you normally eat something is by being borer the ochel min psolos, so then why should it be hatter of salt mitoch ochel, even if the ochel is meruba? He thinks that maybe for Tosus it's a function of second of Shinoi. And then he says, he doesn't really explain why this should be so or indicate other precedent for this. But he seems to suggest that if it's a matter of Shinoi, then where do the three Shinoyim come from? Meaning, usually, a Shina may knock something down from a Deraisa to the Rabbana. Sometimes, if it's a extreme Shina, it may create a Hatter, because that's not a Shem Malach at all. But where do you have precedent that if you have one Shina, that's no good? If you have two Shina, that's no good? If you have three Shina, that's good? So what he seems to suggest over here within the Shina approach is depends on the strength of the Shina. That if you have a low-grade shinoi, that's not enough to create a heter. And even if you have two low-grade shinoyim, that may be that may not be enough. But if you have three low-grade shinoyim b'tziruf, that could create a heter l'chachila. So it's not a shinoi gamur can knock something down from the rest of the rabbana. Two shinoi gamurs could make it a heter. And three mitzvah shinoyim are like two shinoi gamurs, which could also create a heter. He doesn't really explain where that calculus comes from other examples in Hilchos Shabbos.
So is this just that Shabbos being the holiday between Derech Ochel and Derech Breyer? Because Tosfos is explicit that Kishneh Psalmos Berukha al Ochel, then Avi Ochel becomes Psalmos Derech Breyer.
Right.
When Ochel Berukha al Psalmos, Avi Psalmos and Ochel Derech Breyer.
Right. So he's saying that Derech Achila, well, he's saying for Tosfos, it's not just a function of Derech Achila, because Derech Achila would exist, you know, the definition of Derech Achila isn't necessarily the converse of Derech Breyer. I'll explain the Derech Achila a little bit more in a moment. But he's assuming that the two aren't necessarily the opposites of each other, or they don't go hand in hand in the inverse.
Right.
But the best explanation, or to kind of understand what the nature of the Derech Achila Heter is, so the Orach HaShabbos writes as follows in the first footnote in Parak Gimel in the Bar Parak, that it's intuitive, we understand that when it comes to Borer, that, and this is focusing for the moment on La'alter, which is maybe the most pronounced application of this, that it's self-understood that if you're Borer while you're eating, that's Heter Gomer. If you're eating a fruit and you spit out a pit, so there's no having in the world that's going to be Malacha, because that is the normal way of eating something. So if you're chewing something and you need to spit something out, that's the normal Derech Achila, and no one would say that's a problem of flour. No one would say that if you're eating a grape at Shabbos, you can't spit out the pit. I'm sorry?
Even souls with Devocha.
That is the extreme of Derech Achila. If you're eating something in normal fashion, there's no malach involved in the act of eating normally. And then he says, even more than that, take a look at Siftei Zion, based on a Shuas Arash. Siftei Zion, Mayim Sheyesh Behem Tolayim. If you have water with worms, or maybe copepods, buds, Mutar Lishtosan Ayudei Mapa B'Shabbos. You're allowed to drink them through a cloth. Meaning you're drinking the water, you put a cloth over your mouth, you drink through a mask to make sure that you keep the copepods at bay. Delo shayach boer umeshamer ela b'mesakin inyan kodem achilo shesia. Boer is relevant if you're affecting a tikkun before you eat a drink. Aval im b'shas shesia me'akev esapsoles shelo yikan slapiv ein dimei malacha mutter. But if you're being boer while you're drinking, as you're about to drink, that's not boer. So here, it's not even that it's ready in your mouth. It's not in your mouth yet. You're using the cloth to prevent the tolaim from being imbibed when you drink. And that's also considered to be outside of the bounds of malacha, because that is part of the normal way of drinking. So those are the extreme cases. If you spit out a pit while you're eating a fruit, or even if you protect your mouth from swallowing bugs, then that is Heter Gomer. So when we talk about La'alter, or La'alter in combination with Bayah Napakli and with Ochel Mito Chatzoles, so that makes it into another form of Derech Achila. The normal way, malachos are not relevant, or malachos are not a factor when you're eating something in the normal way. So if you're borer toch achila and you're doing it right immediately before eating something, and you're eating and you're removing the ochel that you're going to eat, and you're doing it biyad, so then that's considered to be derech achila. But if you're lacking any of those factors, that's no longer derech achila. Because even if you're going to eat it right away, and even if you're removing the ochel from the psalms, but if you're doing it with a kli, So that's not the Rosatila. That's not the normal way of eating something. Or even if do bayad, but you're going to remove the psoles, that's not considered derech achila either. So it's not that these are technical shinuyim per se, but every factor is necessary in order to create a big picture of derech achila. And then if you say that, there may even be applications where it's still considered derech achila, even if technically you're lacking one of these three factors. So for some Rishonim, even l'chachili, in all circumstances, you don't need all of them, as we discussed briefly so far. But there may be situations that it's considered derech achila, even if you're lacking one of these factors. Rav Asher pointed out, maybe that's the kavan of Rashi. As we noted, Rashi says that ochel mitoch psoles is la derech breira. But la'alter is not derech borerin. If there's any significance to that different signon of la derech breira as opposed to la derech borerin. So I know this is the strongest ta'ara, but Rav Asher suggested that maybe the Kavan of Rashi is, even if it is derech breira, if you do a biyat, meaning if you look at a picture in a vacuum, the act of being borer la'alter doesn't look any different than the act of being borer la'kazman. It's the same act. It's if I do boer b'kli versus boer b'yad, there's a difference in that very act. If I'm boer b'solos mitach ochel versus ochel mitach b'solos, there's a difference in that act. If I'm boer la'alter, there's no difference in the act that I'm doing, whether it's la'alter or la'kazman. That's totally dependent on kavana. So you can say that's not derech breira, because it is derech breira. It doesn't look any different than breira or la'kazman, but it's la'ad derech boerin. That's not the way of a boer. Boer is someone who's being boer for later use. But if you're doing it la'alter, that's derech ha'ochlin. That's the derech of an eater, not the derech of a boer. Even if in a vacuum, it may be considered to be derech breira. But this is a more Mikubal explanation to have some havanas to why you would need all factors that combines to create a picture of derech breira. The Alter Rebbe kind of says that in the beginning of Siman Shin Yutess. Vimbor ha'ochel biyado kidei lavel alter mutter. That's derech achila. So you can't eat the psoles with the ochel. If you want to eat on Shabbos, there's something you have to give. And that's a malacha gemura. But to remove ochel min apsolas miyad bayad, that's considered derech achila, and the Torah doesn't ask for something that's performed derech achila. So far, so good. So let's move on and discuss a little bit the parameters of La'alter, which appears in Sif Aleph. And then probably next time we'll talk about Bakli, and then we'll have to move on to the bigger issues of Salas Mitok Alka, Alka Mitok Salas, defining that, and the question of Min Achash, Shnei Minim, etc. So it could be the easiest way to go through this as far as defining the altar through the Beis Yosef that presents three basic sheetness of Rishonim, even though we'll see that the Beis Yosef's presentation may not be fully consistent with the Rishonim the way we have them. If you want to read along, take a look at the Beis Yosef, the beginning of the Simen, paragraph beginning of Al-Borim and the Yefa Alter. He quotes, V'shir la'alter, Kasra Rosh V'haran, V'shem Rabbeinu Chananel, D'haynu Shir, Mashem Mesev Ala Shofan, V'osas Uda Bilvat. La'alter means, within the amount of time that a person is sitting at the table for that Su'uda. The amount of time that a person sits at a table for that Su'uda. Kakasa Rabbi Magid, Kakasa Beni Rucham, Ela Shakasa Kodim Lachain, Kakasa Beni Rucham, Bizal, Vafilu Biyad Shamarnu, the Mutter, Dafkal Alter, Kolomar, Laosa Su'uda, Aval, Lubo Bayom, Kolomar, Shaboru, Maniach, Litzorah, Su'uda, Cheres, Chaloso Yom, Atzma, Aser. But to be Borer, to be Maniach for a later Su'uda, that day is Aser. In nearly Dachik Amar, Shim hu borer achar suda, kol shaboru litzora suda cheres v'osa yom ba'atmo havi la'alter. The Beis Yosef understands within the Rabbeinu Rucham that he quotes that as long as you're preparing for the upcoming meal, that's mutter. So if you finish lunch at 12, you have a shalashudas at 6, you can already be borer for shalashudas after lunch. The im kishubasoka suda borer enu yachal liver el litzarach osa suda bavat. If you're in the middle of lunch, you can only be borer for lunch. If you're past lunch, you can already be borer for shalashudas. So what does that mean when he quoted from Rabbeinu Chananel? He's not ascribing this cool of the Rabbeinu Yochum to the Rabbeinu Chananel, but he's saying the Rabbeinu Yochum kind of fits, broadly speaking, in the Rabbeinu Chananel's camp, but he has this additional kula that between meals, you can start being borrowed for the next meal. What does the Rabbeinu Chananel actually hold? So if you look, the Rabbeinu Chananel, the way we have it al-Gilyon, is a little bit of a different nusach than the way the Rush quotes, and the way the Beis Yosef quotes, and the Rush quoting the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel has Ayin Dalet Min Aleph. The Ochel Mitoch Apsolos Deshari, Hainu Livor Galachol, O Livor Lania, Kadei Leochlo Alter, Al Shofan, Kmo Shefi Rashnu. Avalaniach shalola alter lo. So kedei laochlo alter al hashulchan. Then he says, I'm sorry, it's earlier. It's a different Surah Sadaf, and there have been different printing of the Ben Hananel and the standard Golan Shas, so it's not where I used to sing it. So earlier he says, "Ulaalter damer baye, kol zman sheyoshim al shulchan ba'ochel." As long as you're sitting at the table, the garsina b'talmud eretz yisrael. The Yerushalmi, birer ochel mitoch ochlin. If you're mevarer ochel from ochel, that's Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes to support his girsa that there is bor even b'shnei b'nei ochlin. Chizkiya amar chai v'biyochan amar pater. Nasisa plig al chizkiya the amar bor v'ochel bor maniach al shochan. Rav Brachia amar tipater kishayu orchin ochlin rishona rishona. The case of the altar, that's mutter, is where the guests are eating, rishona rishona, they're eating immediately. So that sounds like that's more restrictive. The lashon of kol zman sheyoshev al shulchan ba'ochel, which the Ben Hananel has later, which is what the Rush quotes, that sounds like as long as you're at a meal, you can be boer for use anytime during that meal. The way the Ben Hananel earlier goes to Yerushalmi, it sounds like it's an even shorter window. It has to. It can only be done if it's mamish samach to you're eating the food. And that seems more in line with the next shita that the Beis Yosef quotes from the Agos Mordechai. He quotes from the Mordechai, it's really the Agos Mordechai. The Agos Mordechai, the first piece in Paraklav Gadol, quotes from the Ravan, Bor Miniach La'al, the Pish Ravan, Livror Ulaniach Kamalo Piv, Ulachnisam Bepiv. So that's very restrictive, that you could be borer a mouth's worth to put it immediately in your mouth. That's mamish, the extreme of derech achila, that you could be borer and put it immediately in your mouth, but nothing beyond that. There's no heter of l'toch or toch osa suda. And then inami, Livror kedei sudaso lahaskil v'ligmor achar beirasa. Inami, to be borer whatever you need for that meal, to begin and finish the meal after the breira. Avalechol achar shah nasa kabar lotza. So in the Ravan, part of the Agos Mordechai, it sounds like two possibilities. Either the most restrictive possible, that you're only borer that which your mom is going to eat that second, or your boer, whatever you're going to eat during that meal, which is more in line of the Rashi citation of the Rebbeinu Chananel, whereas the first line, the Ravan, sounds more like the first presentation of Rebbeinu Chananel based on the Rishalmi of Rishona Rishona. That sounds like it has to be mamish for immediate use, Ipshuta. The Meiri seems to have understood the Yerushalmi in a less restrictive way, more along the lines of the first approach in the Beis Yosef. The Meiri writes here in Ayin Dalid, the Talmud Amarav calls Mancha who makes a Bala Shulchan, as long as you're sitting at the meal, that's like the Lashon that the Rosh quotes in the Ben Hanano, or the second Lashon of the Ben Hanano of Fanenu. The Lav Dafka Tekef Librera, Al kol shu meisa v'dayta la'ochlam im la'chilam l'gabi shulchan kodem akiris shulchan. So as long as you're at the meal and you intend to eat it at the meal, before you clear up, that's going to be b'chlal la'alter. Okay, so far we have the second line of Rebbeinu Chananel, which is what's emphasized by the Rashi citation Rebbeinu Chananel quoted by Yosef. That sounds like anything done for use at this meal would be mutter. That's Mefurish in the Meiri, that maybe the second day in the Hagos Mordechai for the Ravan. And then you have the first line of the Rebbeinu Chananel that seems more restrictive, and the clear formulation in the first version of the Ravan that the hedge is only for la'alter mamish. And then the Beis Yosef quotes the Rambam, who has a noteworthy distinction. Rambam Parakhas, beginning in Halacha Yubayz, Haborer Ochel Mitok Solas, Osha Hayu Lefan of Shnei Mine Ochlin, Ubirer Min Mimin Acher. So if you're Bor Ochel Mitok Solas, or you have two Minim that are Ochlin, and you are Bor one from the other, the Nafu Kvar Achayev, the Kinan Batam Klipater, the Mbirer Biado, Lachal Alter Mutter. So if you're Ochel, Bor Ochel Mitok Solas, and you do it biyado, and you do it l'achol alter mutter. Okay, so that's the Rambam that we noted last time. You need all three carve-outs, and the Rambam doesn't define l'alter. Then halacha yugimel, habor psolus mitocha ochel, afila biyado achas kayev. Okay, I'm skipping. Habor ochel mitok psoles biyado. If you're borer ochel mitok psoles with your hand, lahanicha afilu lebo bayom, to leave it for later, nasa kibor laotzer v'chayev. So that's like you're storing it for eternity. You're putting it in the storage house. That's a melacha deraisa. Hayu lefan of shnei mine ochlin mu'uravit. But if you have two types of edible foods that are mixed together, so there's no objective psoles, it's only a subjective psoles. Borer echad me'echad u'meniach l'achol mi'at. So you allow it to be borer for immediate use. The imbira v'hiniach l'achor z'man. But if you're borer u'meniach for later, afilu l'bo bayom, even later on the same day, to go and shabira b'shach rislach ben arbayim, like your mivar in the morning, your bor in the morning, you want to use it for shalashidus, chayiv. And what about if your bor in the morning and you want to use it 2 hours later? So in the Reish of the Rambam, he said, if you're borer lahanicha afilu bo bayom, you're chayiv. That's why regular ochel psoles. But if there are too many ochlin, you're chayiv if it's la'achar z'man afilu bo bayom kigon shabir b'shachris lachol bein harbayim. That's what Beis Yosef picks up on. Beis Yosef writes, "Bikal makom in birer lahaniach ad achar gimel udalit shos near midvarav sheyesh chiluk bein borer ochel mitok psoles leborer ochel echad meacher. If be borer ochel mitok psoles chayiv, who be borer ochel echad meacher lo mechayiv elam kein birer shachas achol ben arbayim. El sheni yodei minayim lo chiluk zeh." So if the Rambam didn't mean it, then why did the Rambam split this? Meaning if the Rambam's formulation of Bor Veniach L'Achris Man Afilu Bo Bayom Kigo Shibir B'Shach Zachal Ben Arbayim Asaf Dafka, and even if you do it for 2 hours later, you're also Chayiv. So why is the Rambam use that formulation as opposed to what he said earlier, just simply Bo Bayom is Chayiv? It sounds like the Rambam obviously knew what he's writing, and the Rambam has two different categories here. If you're borer psoles mamish mitocha ochel objective psoles, then as long as it's not la'alter mamish or chayiv. If you're borer subjective psoles, so then you're only chayiv if it's for much later in the day. But tok gimel dal shos would not be chayiv. Might not be chayiv. Is that mutter or derabanan? but it's something different. Beis Yosef doesn't know what the difference should be based on. So even though the Beis Yosef doesn't know what it's based on, Beis Yosef still quotes Lashon HaRav and Shulchan Aruch. And Sif Aleph, he writes, Habara Ochel Mitoch Soles, Osha Hayu Lefan of Shnei Minei Ochlin, Ubara Min 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 Acher, Benaf of Kar Chai, Bekinam Tam Kli Pater, Velaser, and Vir Biyadu, Kedei Lof Ola Alter Mutis. That's the Rambam in Halacha Yud Beis. And then the Mechaber writes in Sif Gimel, Hayu lefan of shnei minei ochlim uravim bara echa meyachad maniach lechol miyad v'mbir v'niach lachas mana filu bo bayom kigon shabirer shakris lechol ben arbayim chayiv. That's a rabbi min alacha yugimel by shnei minei ochlim. So Beis Yosef says he doesn't understand the chiluk, but it sounds like the Beis Yosef is actually quoting the chiluk lahalacha. Right? Anyone notice that? So the Aruch HaShulchan suggests in Siftas Vav, he builds up on this a few seasons before that, but the punchline is in Siftas Vav. He says, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara, the first Amor in the Gemara to try to tackle this brisa of how do you reconcile Bor V'Ochel Bor Meniach with Lo Yivruf and Bir Chai Chatas is Ula. And Ula says, Bor v'ochel bo bayom, bor v'niach lo bo bayom, v'lemachol yivrif v'mir chayav chatas, you're allowed to do lo bo bayom, mazal rechis of chimut u'lefos lo bo bayom. Are you allowed to be ofel lo bo bayom, chimut u'levash lo bo bayom? So Ula might pass over. Obviously, Ula understood that there's no heter melech Shabbos for bo bayom. It says the Aruch HaShulchan, that perhaps Ula was suggesting that this brisa is talking about a case of Shnei Minei Ochlin. And when it comes to Shnei Minei Ochlin, where you don't have an objective psalas, so then the nature of the malacha is that it's only a malacha if you are boer laotzar. It's only a malacha if you're doing it for significantly later use. You're not going to use it at all on Shabbos. But if you're going to use it later in the day, then Ula thinks that's not a malacha. So Aruch HaShulchan thinks that's at least a machteach for understanding the distinction of the Rambam, that Borer is different when it comes to Shnei Minei Ochlin relative to objective solace. The way Rabbi Karp says it, this is not exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan says, but working off, the way Rabbi Karp says it is that when it comes to regular Borer of solus mixed together with ochal. So then, as we explained, the thrust of the chiyuv of borer is a tikkun ochal. You're removing the bad part in order to enhance the good part. So there, the derech achila is only if you're doing that la'al termamish, if you're doing it really samuch la'achila. So if I'm removing the bad in order to enhance the good, so the derech achila way of doing that is la'al termamish. But when I have two ochlin, so then it's not so much tikkun ha'ochel as hafradas beis minin, and I'm separating one from the other. So then the real kind of borer, if I'm separating one from the other, is la'otzar. The real kind of borer there is if I'm doing it for later use. But as long as I'm doing it for use a few hours later that day, so that's not like borer la'otzar. That's more like borer for use. Just we extend the definition, if you will, of alter or immediate use. So where I have Shnei Minei Ochlin and I'm not focused on the Tikkun Ochel, so then it might be mutter, even if it's not la'alter mamash. And the only real malacha is if it's la'osa. I'm sorry?
Are you getting the discussion from?
That's what Rabbi Karp suggests.
Okay, what's the source?
What's the source? Svara.
Then what's the Sharp?
Well, he's trying to explain the Rambam.
How is that the Rambam?
Wait, we're trying to explain the Rambam. Why is it that if you have Shnei Minei Ochlim, there seems to be a heter of being gorer, even if it's not Laal Dermamish? As long as it's not from Shachris to Bein Arbayah. Right? If you accept the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Rambam, that's a different category than Solas Mitov Ochlim. The Iglei Tal tries to minimize the significance of the Rambam. The Iglei Tal is the Patan test. And he thinks that there isn't really a fundamental distinction in the Rambam between the cases of solus mamish and subjective solus. And the Rambam is simply mesupuk as to what the shear of la'alter is. So what he's saying is that if it's within a couple hours, so then we're not going to be mechayev v'chatas because mesupuk, we don't know if that's considered la'alter. But it's still going to be us. But it's interesting if you look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tezayin in the end of Sif Gimel, where the Mechaber quotes Lashon Rambam here of Bira Shachris Lachol Ben Arbayim Mitzvayev. Shavira Shachris Huadin Im Hayazman Muflah Misudas Ben Arbayim. That not only if you have a gap from Shacharis to Bein Arbayim are you chayiv, but even if you have a significant gap of time between your Breira and the Suda that you're having. The Bar Aluch expands a little bit. Bira Shacharis, Ayim Shabura, Kakas Mishchem, B'Sefer Tzav HaShabbos, B'Sefer Maisa Rokeh, Bar Arponim, says you should be machmir, even though according to the Rambam, it sounds like you may have more leeway by Shnei Minei Ochlin, but because we're talking about a chashash deraisa, Mishnah Berurah thinks you have to be machmir against the simple reading of the Mechaber based on Lashon HaRambam. Rabbi Karp thinks that there may still be grounds to be a little more makel if you have Shnei Minei Ochlin in terms of how we define La'alter within the range of shitas of what La'alter is. Should we go another 5-10 minutes to wrap up the altar, or should we stop here? You want? What?
I vote another 5 minutes.
You go another 5 minutes? Okay. So as we saw, the Mechaber is basically Noke Loshen Rambam, who doesn't define La'alter for Solas Mitoch Ochel. And the Ramah in Sif Aleph writes as follows. Kol Masha Bore Litzorach Osa Su'uda Shenesiba Miyad Mikri La'alter. So whatever your bower for use at that su'uda that you're immediately going into is called la'alter. Parentheses, magid. So that's like version A of Rabbeinu Chananel in the Rush. Rabbeinu Yeruchan. So the Prima Gaudim points out that the Rabbeinu Yeruchan citation here is presumably lav dafka, because we saw the Rabbeinu Yeruchan was even more makel that you could be bower for the next meal, which there's no zecher to in the Ramah over here. But the Ramah doesn't really tell you how precisely do we define this la'alter. The Tzorach Osa Su'uda Shemesava Miyad Mikri la'alter. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Kavala by Tochein, as we briefly alluded to in the past, we'll talk about when we get to Tochein, the Shita Sarashba, that there's a Hatter of Alter by Tochein also. So the Magen Avraham, Shinkaf Aleph Sipati Tesvav, Shinkaf Aleph Sipati Tesvav, and the Magen Avraham quoted in Mishnah Brura Sipati Ben Hei in Simin Shinkaf Aleph. So if you have Mishnah Brura in front of you, just turn to Shinkaf Hei Sipati Ben Hei. I'm sorry, Shinkaf Aleph Sipati Ben Hei. But I'll read you from the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham talks about the scope of the Hatter of the Altar for Tofei, and then he says, "I will upon him, Asur Lasos Ad Yitzias Beis HaKnesses." That even if you're going to be Mako, to allow for Techina the Altar, you can't do anything until you come home from Shul. The Beinan Samach L'Seuda Manish. You require some of the Suda Mamish. The Moshe Gassav, the way Simon Shin Yutes, even the Sam of Furash, there, what the definition of Alter is. The Kachmash of the Ran, so Paratesvav. What's the Mashmos in the Ran, so Paratesvav? So that's the Sugya of Kedivas Yarek, the dispensation to do something with the vegetable on Yom Kippur to prepare for the nighttime Suda. When it's still Yom Kippur. So that is, you want to take a look, it's the last piece of the Ran in the 15th Perek, Daf Mem Beis and Beis B'Daf Be'Rif. So Gemara has that Yom Kippur Shechayas B'Shabbos, you're allowed to do Knivas Yerek Mina Mincha U L'Mala. The Rashi says Knivas Yerek means that you're removing the bad leaves, which is Borek. But the Gemara says it's mutter v'nei agnus nefesh. The Ram says, why should there be a heter of allowing you to do bore mishum agnus nefesh? Rather means rinsing it. So it's only mutter later in the day. Then darkness of any adam l'sakin machalom l'tzarech ha'erev. So then it's a derech to prepare things with tzorach ha'erev. So it's only an issue of achana. Now we allow mishum agnus nefesh mina mincha u l'mala. I'm not sure what the Magen Avraham sees in the Ran over here that tells you some of the suda mamish. But at least if you look in the Mishnah Brura, he kind of minimizes the scope of the Ran in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Tough Reishit Aleph Sukkotin Zayin. Mishnah Brura Tough Reishit Aleph Sukkotin Zayin. So on that din of Minah Mincha L'mala, so he said, Mishnah Brura says Mincha Ketana. And says the Sharet Zion there, Sukkotin Tess. The Mishnah Brura says, V'hu Shah Shaderach B'nei Adam L'sakin Ma'afala B'chol. The Nikr Shel Tzarach Laila Hu Osa, which is Lashon HaRan, we just saw, says the Sharet Zion, He says the fisa pashit in ein lo yerek of a gozim hardy ein lo sarach lehisha salein zman beruba the vade ish kol the acher davar at samach hashefa kidei shei samach to the sarach. So the heter minimum chalal is only if you're going to spend the entire last 2.5 hours on kippur washing your vegetables. But if you don't have that many vegetables to wash, then you have to do it samach to the sarach as much as possible. Okay. For that, the Mishabura quotes this Magad Avraham of Samach L'Sud HaMamish. So what's considered Samach L'Sud HaMamish? What's considered in the Lashon of the Ramah? What is considered L'Sarach Osa Suda Shemesuba Miyad? So the Bein Hanana, the Lashon of Shah. Actually, Bein Hanan doesn't have Shah. Who has Shah? But that goes more than Lashon Shah. So the Iglei Tal, the Sukkotan test, thinks that Shah means a 60-minute hour. That's a big gula. So you can start doing your bower actions for the Suda within an hour mamish of the Suda. Most posts don't assume the way. Rabbi Eider, in his Chuvas and Ramosha, in the back of his Sefer, so Rabbi Eider asked Ramosha, can you rely on this hour thing? And Ramosha said, no, it doesn't mean an hour manish. It means the amount of time that you need to prepare the meal right before the meal. So depending on the number, the volume of food that you're preparing, the number of guests, etc. So it is case and person specific. But it has to be samach l'suda mamish. So at the time that you're about to sit down and start the meal, or working backwards, you know when you're going to sit down and start the meal. So whatever amount of time before that you need to engage in your bar activities would be mutter. But anything short of that would, anything before that would be problematic. Rabbi Karp writes that he heard the same thing from Rav Yashiv, the same somewhat case-specific or person-specific definition of altar. You have to work backwards. Whatever amount of time you need to make the preparations, you can make, but you can't do it any time before. So you can't, if you come home from shul, that's Lashon Magen Avraham. But if you come home from shul, you're not going to eat right away, so then you can't make the preparations to eat and then go for a walk and come back an hour later and have your suda. The preparations have to be Samach L'Suda Mamish. The card quotes B'Shem L'Chatanish, half hour, but it seems that the consensus of the poskim is along the lines of what Ramosha said, that it has to be whatever amount of time you reasonably need to make the achanas right before the Suda, but not earlier. Okay, I think we'll stop here. I have a few more brief applications of the altar that maybe we'll talk about at the beginning next time, and then we'll talk about Kli, and then move on to Kli versus Yad, and then move on to Menachah Shnei Minim and the definition of Solas. Okay. Looks like we lost Jeremy at some point.